Part 18, Chapter 8.
Who are you?
Said Turl. He had no trouble at all in seeing the figure who stood in the shadow of the post. It was a brilliantly clear, moonlit night, so bright that even the snow-capped peaks of the Rockies gleamed. Lars Thorensen had brought the newcomer down to the cage at Senior Councilman Staffer's request. Lars had totally flunked out of pilot training after trying a combat maneuver so impossible that it crashed him, wiped out a plane, and cracked his neck. He had been appointed language assistant to the council. The plaster cast collar he was wearing did not interfere with his talking. He had been told to bring the newcomer down to the cage, turn off the electricity, hand in a mine radio, give the newcomer another mine radio, and then with no mine radio of his own, withdraw. Lars was very punctilious about his duties. He had accepted the appointment on the condition that he could now also spread fascism among the tribes, which made both him and his father very happy. This newcomer had really stunk up the ground car. Suddenly, Lars remembered he was also to tell the cadet on guard duty to go elsewhere, so he rushed off to find him and tell him just that. Turl looked at this newcomer, hoping his contempt for the animal wouldn't show through his face mask or sound in his voice. He knew all about General Snith of the Brigantes. As security officer, war officer, and political officer of this planet, he was very well informed about this band. Like all security officers before him, Turl had accepted the situation of a human group in a rainy forest who couldn't be reached or observed and who had developed a symbiotic relationship with the Cyclos. The Brigantes had kept all other races wiped out and had delivered hundreds of thousands of Bantu and Pygmies to the Branch mine site. The only attraction that place had was that you could occasionally buy a human creature to torture. Yes, Turl not only knew all about them, but he had personally engineered their transport over here. Turl had persuaded the creature Staffer that what he needed was a true and reliable corps of troops for this place. Staffer had vehemently agreed. You couldn't trust those Scots. They were too sly and treacherous. You also shouldn't use cadets who seemed to have some damnable and misplaced admiration for that Tyler. The Brigantes had come, but Staffer seemed to be having trouble with the negotiation with them, so Turl had suggested their chief be sent down.
Who are you?
Repeated Turl in the mine radio. Did the creature speak Cyclo, as was reported? Yes, the next words were Cyclo, but a Cyclo spoken as though the thing had goo food in its mouth.
The question be, who the crap could be you?
Said General Snith.
I am Turl, the chief security officer of this planet.
Then what be you doing in a cage?
An observation post that keeps the humans out.
Ah,
said Snith, understandingly.